come to put in place the foundations of this month. Father, we ask that tonight will be a memorable night in our lives in this month. We ask for your presence like never before in this service. Let your hand rest upon us this evening. We ask that, oh God, you orchestrate great things and terrible things in our lives as individuals, in our families, and in our lives as a commission and a ministry. In the name of Jesus. In Psalms chapter 41 and in verse 2, the psalmist speaking, he said, the Lord will preserve him, and the Lord will keep him alive, and the Lord shall bless him upon the earth, and thou will not be delivered upon the will of thy enemies. We have come tonight for a preservation service. Father, we ask that that preservation seal will be upon our foreheads. Like Paul, we shall declare tonight that from this moment on, let none trouble me, because I bear my body the marks of Christ. In the communion session and the declarations from the lips of your servant tonight, we ask, oh God, that that shield of protection for the month of June be released upon your people worldwide. We ask for the release of blessings, the blessings of favor, the blessings of wisdom, the blessings of material and substances be released unto us. In this service, Lord, we ask that you grant utterance unto your servant. Thank you, because we know you surpass our expectations tonight and do what only you can do. It's a promise, it's a vow. In the end, the glory belongs to you alone. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. You believe God has answered our prayers? Would you put those hands together for Jesus in your homes and wherever you are? Hallelujah. To take us further in this service, we shall receive the ministry of the praise team. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
The Lord our God is King of Israel. The Lord our God is mighty. It's full of grace and mercy.
Somebody put your hands together. Let's give Jesus praise.
Adonai, we call on you.
magnify your name. You are worthy, Lord, of our praise. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. We bless your precious holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. And please, you may be seated right there at home where you are in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We are excited to be here, and we're excited at God's faithfulness. We'll be taking the seeds of destiny very quickly, and then after that, the open up choir after today, we are trusting God that church opens and their work will not be as hallelujah, praise God. So let's take a look at our seeds of destiny today. Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of June. It's our preservation service today, and our seeds of destiny is titled "More Understanding About Prayer." If you observed, since we started the month of June, we've been talking about prayer, and we're going to be talking about prayer far into the month of June, almost actually to the end of June. And I believe that by the time we are through, God will be baptizing us and empowering us and engracing us to be men and women of prayer with a full understanding of what prayer is going to do for us and what it does and what we can attain from it. Hallelujah. So our seeds of destiny today, scriptural reference is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 to 13. It's abbreviated. So it says, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Thoughts for the day. At the place of prayer, we assess what is given to us by God. It is very clear in life and also from scriptures that understanding is key to an outstanding life and destiny. Every venture in life becomes outstanding with understanding. Peter stood out from the rest of the disciples. Why? Because of his understanding of the Master Jesus. You see that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 19. In the same manner, understanding the subject or the key or the prayer is key to maximizing the benefits. When you understand the subject of prayer, you're able to maximize the benefits of prayer and you stand out in life. Earlier, we saw that prayer entails, we noted that prayer is the platform for communion or communication between God and man, the platform for offering of praise, and also the platform for giving of thanks and for worship to God. And also, we saw that is the platform for the establishment of the rule and the will and the reign of God on the earth. Now, we shall take a look at three other things that prayer entails. The first one we'll look at today is prayer is a platform for assessing our inheritance in God. You see that in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. "Give us this day our daily bread." This entails accessing our inheritance in God. At the place of prayer, we're able to assess what is given to us by God. We connect what God has in store with us for us at the place of prayer. Prayer gives us a platform to assess our inheritance in God. Now, second thing we'll look at today is the fact that prayer is a platform for the maintenance of true holiness and godliness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." This means that at the place of prayer, we receive cleansing. At the place of prayer, we ask God to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Prayer keeps people from sin, and sin keeps people from praying. At the place of prayer, we receive the maintenance of true holiness and godliness. Thirdly, prayer is a platform for the frustration or the abortion of the agenda of the enemy. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13a. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This means prayer is a platform for the frustration or the abortion of the agenda of the enemy in the lives of people. It is at the place of prayer that we arrest the enemy's recklessness. At the place of prayer, we intersect, we interfere with, we intercept, and we interrupt satanic operations and orchestrations. At the place of prayer, we are delivered from evil, and we are made to escape evil. Beloved, you can see that prayer is beyond just going to God, because there is a need. Prayer is multifaceted. So make up your mind to maximize the multifaceted dimensions and benefits of prayer today in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember this, that at the place of prayer, we assess what is given to us by God. Today, God shall deliver something into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. What's our assignment? First of all, assess your inheritance in God through prayer. Number two, make up your mind to maintain a right standing with God at the place of prayer. Praise the Lord. And thirdly, frustrate the activities of the enemy at the place of prayer. Praise God. Lift up your hands as we pray together. Say after me, thank you, Lord, for showing me today the multifaceted dimension of prayer. I receive your help, O Lord, to live an abundant, buoyant prayer life. At the place of prayer, I access my inheritance and maintain holiness of life, and I frustrate the enemy's agenda, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we proceed right away. We'll be receiving the ministry of Dunamis Voice. We'll be taking one of the many songs that have been received and written by God's servant, the senior pastor. I believe that you will bless me in the name of Jesus Christ.
behind is worshiping. You see God turning it around. Let's honor him. Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify you. We worship you. Please be seated everywhere you are. We thank you tonight for this wonderful service. Communion of escape and oil of preservation. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Shatter.
Oh, with you, Lord. I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord. I can be open and have no fear.
Thank you.
Just pray in the spirit. Because you are God. I welcome everyone here today to this communion of escape, oil of preservation for the month of June. I believe it's a new day for someone, and I believe that your life will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Shakuba Galagaya Gadakai. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and has not denied my name. Verse 9. Right. You have kept my word. Verse 10. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. Mark that. Because you have kept my word, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Looks like the kind of hour that we are in the world right now. I will keep you from the hour of temptation, because you kept my word, I will keep you
From the hour of temptation, we shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. He said in verse 11, behold, I come quickly. That is, just before I come, there is an hour of temptation. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is kept by the word. Kept by the word. Kept by the word. We want to understand how the word of God keeps or preserves of our lives and destinies. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come upon them that dwell in the world. Three things are very important to note. First, that hours of temptation are not strange occurrences for the world. Hours of temptation, they are not strange occurrences for the world. That is, times and seasons come upon the earth. Times of stress, times of great confrontations, times of great temptations, they happen, they occur upon the earth. Hours of temptation are not strange occurrences for the world. It was, someone said some time ago, in times like this, it is important to note that there has always been times like this. In times like this, it is important to know that there has always been times like this. That was why Solomon said in Ecclesiastes that there is nothing that is new under the sun. Nothing. Nothing new under the sun. Has there been a pandemic before? Yes. Has there been a pandemic where there was a shutdown of things before? Yes. 1918, 1920, I believe, was the most recent or one of the most recent ones. The Spanish flu that ravaged and killed millions, much more millions than what we are seeing today. So it is important to know that hours of temptation are not strange occurrences for the world. Number two, those who know the word in times of peace are kept by the word in times of crisis. Those who know the word in times of peace, or in fact, those who keep the word in times of peace are kept by the word in times of crisis. Is it because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you in the hour of temptation that shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. The summary of the point number two is, those who keep the word are kept by the word. Those who keep the word are kept by the word. I read about a man in the middle of Now, if I don't preach anything beyond these points, I have over-preached already. But the hour we have found ourselves, they are not strange hours on the earth. And that those who keep the word in times of peace are kept by the word in times of crisis. I heard the story of a man, a soldier man, who was in the midst of a battle with his New Testament Psalms and Proverbs Bible, little portable Bible in his front pocket, and that a bullet was fired, and that bullet hit his chest and landed on that Bible and sort of was trying to pass through that Bible, but was stopped at Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Chest pocket Bible. Probably that bullet was heading for the heart. Kept by the word. I think twice this year, I've come across WhatsApp posts. One was a military man in the front of battle. I think somewhere in Mali or something. Or in the front of an assignment. Another is someone in Asaba or Delta State area, where a house or house was burnt, and they pulled the Bible out unburnt. We have heard testimonies like that, not once, not twice, not thrice, not four times. If the Bible can keep itself, if the word of God can keep itself, that word can keep the keeper of the word. That word. He said, because you have kept my word, I will keep you from the hour of temptation. We shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Hallelujah. How does the word keep? How does the word keep? The keeper or the holder. Number one, the word of God is a shield of defense. It's a shield of defense. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. It said, every word of God is pure. He is referring to the word as a person now. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. He is a shield. Why is it he? Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield. Psalm 91 and in verse 4, he said, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth, that truth is the word, shall be thy shield and buckler. Shield. The word of God is a shield of defense. The revelation you have is a secret of your preservation. The word of God is a shield of defense. That was point number one. How does the word keep the holder? Number two, the word of God builds. The word of God is the fuel of faith in the life of the holder. Fuel for faith. And faith brings victory and preserves life. The word of God is fuel for faith in the life of the holder. And faith brings victory and preserves life. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. The Bible tells us of the faith that cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. They have spoken over you the word of God. Follow their faith. That is, the word of God they have is connected to the faith in their heart. How does the word of God keep the holder? By being a shield over your life. Every fresh revelation of your defense brings a defense around your life. And the word of God comes to feed your faith. And faith keeps your life. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 said, the just shall live by faith. Faith keeps your life. Faith keeps your life. Faith keeps your life. You live by faith. Thirdly, how does the word of God keep the holder? Three, the word of God transmits the life of God into the life of the holder. The word of God transmits the life of God into the child of God. Transmits. The life of God is called eternal life. It's called everlasting life. Connection with the word is connection with everlasting life. Please understand this light. John chapter 5 verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say to you, he that heareth my word and believeth in him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. When we read things like this, we only think of after death, after life. No. Place it again on the screen. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Everlasting life. Acts chapter 13 verse 46. In a place where Paul the apostle and Barnabas preached, the Bible says, Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you, you have judged yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. That is, the word of God came to give you everlasting life. Eternal life. The life of God. Putting it away from you is putting away everlasting life. Philippians chapter 2 verse 16. He said, holding forth the word of life. That is, the word of God came to communicate life, and that life is the life of God. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Holding forth the word of life. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. And that life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested unto us. If eternal life only happens after people die, why did they say it was manifested to them? Eternal life does not happen only after people die. Eternal life is the life of God, the nature of God. It works, is in you right now. That is why he said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That is, the forces of destruction and death are not your portion. Premature. So eternal life happens now. It's when we leave this world, we continue with it. But what is it now? It is indestructible life now. That is the life of God. What cannot tamper with God can tamper with you. You carry that life. Eternal life is the life of God. God cannot be bewitched. God cannot, no arrow can be fired against God. Jesus couldn't be cut short. He said, no man taketh my life from me. The word of God transmits into man the life of God. And that life is indestructible. Don't forget this. John says eternal life is manifested to them and they are still in the body. They are still in the world. It's not life you experience after you die. It is life you feel now, you experience now. In your system, the energy now is here and now. How does the word of God keep the holder? Number four, the word of God activates the ministry of angels. And angels have the assignment of preservation. The word of God activates the ministry of angels. Psalm 103 and in verse 20. Psalm 103 and in verse 20. Say, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. The angels hearken to the voice of his word. To do what? Psalm 37, verse 7. The angel of the Lord. All right, I think I mixed up something there. 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. The word activates the ministry of angels, and angels are on assignment for deliverance. When you are awarded and you are loaded, you can't lack the ministry of angels. When you are awarded and you are loaded, you cannot lack the ministry of angels. So how does the word keep the holder? First, the word of God is a shield of defense. Secondly, the word of God is fuel of faith in the life of the holder. Thirdly, the word of God transmits the life of God, that eternal everlasting life, into the child of God, and that life is indestructible. And finally, the word of God activates the ministry of angels, and angels have the assignment of deliverance, preservation, protection. It's very exciting. Now, what do you do with the word for the word to keep you? What do you do with the word for the word to keep you? This word is important because we are in our preservation service. What do you do with the word? How does the word preserve us? How does the word keep us? What do you do? Number one, true word revelation. How does the word keep us? The word keeps us, number one, through word revelation. What you see shields you. Every secret you access gives you a shade. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shade of El Shaddai. Insight in word equals light. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light, and that is revelation. And that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. So when you are lighted by revelation, when you move, your life is reflecting the light you carry. forces of darkness can recognize it. Your life reflects the light you carry, and forces of darkness clear off when they sight you through word revelation. Number two, through word meditation. Thinking the word and keeping the word in your heart preserves you. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He is not aware of the weather. The climatic forces don't touch him, because in his word does he meditate day and night. The forces of hell, they can't touch him, because he meditates there and now. But look at this one in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20, all the way to verse 22. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to 22. He said, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Let it remain in your heart. And tie them around your neck. Identify. You know, in the village, they tie things around the neck of the dog or the goat or something to identify their owners. Tie them. When thou goest, it shall lead you. So the word brings you direction. When thou sleepest, the revelation you tied on your heart shall keep you. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with you. Is that not sweet? Is that not sweet? You wanted to make some steps and make some moves. The revelation in your spirit will say, no, don't take that step. You are about to befriend the wrong friend. You are about to put money in the wrong business. Ah, yeah, but this one is exciting. When you are asleep and you are not aware, it shall keep thee. You are asleep. You are not aware. Some evil people were planning your hurt, planning your harm, planning to destroy themselves and not you. When thou sleepest, it shall keep you. That is why warded people are not charmable. They are not harmable. If you are word loaded, you can go to sleep. When thou sleepest, they fire the witchcraft arrow. When thou sleepest, they will meet in an occultic meeting place to plan your... When thou sleepest, it shall keep you. Please, keep the word that is to keep you. You first keep the word, and then the word keeps you. True meditation. Stuff your heart with it, and it shall keep you. That is number two way. Number three is true word declaration. You speak it. You speak it. You speak it. The revelation must be declared. I can't die before my time. The witch that can take me off this life before my time does not exist. The devil and his agent and his... You declare it according to what you saw from the scripture. You declare it. A major purpose of revelation is declaration. And I'll show you that shortly. But Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, God said, as you have spoken, say unto them,
as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. God is waiting on you for what to do. Your declaration is your prescription for divine medication. When you are talking, you are prescribing what God should supply you. Your declaration. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26. Isaiah 44 and in verse 26. He says, is the God that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that said to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah you shall be built. He confirms. He's looking for words, his own word, to confirm out of your mouth. You know, I said the purpose of revelation is declaration. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Not just from your heart, from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And now he's talking of meditation. So meditation goes hand in hand with declaration. Meditation will generate revelation. Revelation is to proceed into declaration. It's not this book of the law shall not depart from your heart. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. As many times as it is possible to say something that you saw, and it is possible to decree something that you saw, go ahead. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, he said, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and we speak. By the same spirit. If you have seen it, and you believe it, you speak it. How does the word preserve you? Through your declaration. Any word that is too big for your mouth to say is too big for your eyes to see. Say it. Declare it. God is waiting. Angels are waiting. I am fulfilling my days. It doesn't matter how the situation looks around you. I am fulfilling my days. Finally, through word celebration. Through word celebration. You celebrate the revelation to provoke his intervention. True word celebration. You rejoice in what you saw out of the word like they have already happened. You celebrate the revelation to provoke his intervention. Psalm 56 verse 4, Psalm 56 verse 10. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. I will praise his word. We celebrate the revelation to provoke his intervention. That was what they did in the battle of Jehoshaphat. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you read all of it, starting from verse 11, all the way up, they received the word from God that they should go forth into the battle and to praise God. And they began to praise God according to the word they received. That's right. Jehaziel came with the word. Go on in verse 15. And he said, hearken ye all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow you go against them. Behold, they are coming by the cliff of Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now, that was where the word stopped. Go out against them. One of them said, the Levite said, If this word must come to pass, we have to praise it down. Go further now. And the Levites, of the children of Kohathites and of the children of Kohath, they stood up to praise. Praising was not part of the word that came. The word that came was a word of assurance, God will fight for you. But they realized that between the manifestation, now, between the revelation and the manifestation, there is a junction called celebration. Alright? God has spoken, I will fight for you. So they celebrated it. And while they were praising, bam, God stepped in to fulfill the word. Don't wait until what God says happen before you praise. Begin to praise it. Begin to celebrate it. And you will see your preservation. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is a new day. And it is a new day. And it is a new day. Congratulations. Every arrow of hell looking for you, today, that arrow is retrieved and refired back to hell. Every agenda of the kingdom of darkness targeted against your life, today marks the end of that agenda. In the month of June, you shall fulfill your days. In the month of June, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. The month of June shall open for you. The month of June shall answer well for you. The month of June shall deliver to you what belongs to you. Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands everywhere and give him the praise. Worship him.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
Tonight, you lift up your hands and I'm telling, Lord, I subscribe to the word. I surrender myself to the influence of the word. Let your word have its place in my life.
Thank you.
tonight is a step of surrender. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day. I am going to pray with you now. You will place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I believe you meant that prayer everywhere you are. I'm further going to pray for people addicted to one lifestyle or the other. You are living a life you are not happy with. Dr. Miss Enenche will come forward, assist you, break that addiction, that lifestyle, and then also pray generally for everyone who has surrendered their lives tonight. Sin is broken. That yoke of sin is broken. Right now, you get your communion things ready as we take the communion of preservation. The communion is the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word. And the Word keeps. So as you take this communion tonight, the body and the blood of the Word, every debt programmed for you is returned back to hell.
Amen.
Every force of witchcraft, every force of premature death, every agenda of darkness is returned back to hell.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, let practical life invade the body of everyone here tonight. Everyone around the world. Everyone in all the assemblies around the world connected to tonight. The month of June shall not swallow you up. You shall swallow the month up. In the name of Jesus, every terminal disease by the power of the blood of Jesus be terminated tonight. I curse cancer. I curse kidney disease, end-stage kidney failure. I curse liver disease. I curse every form of hypertension, stroke, paralysis, COVID-19. Your yoke is broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. We celebratiously take the song, "By Your Blood, O Lord." While that song is ticking, let's go ahead and take the communion everywhere you are.
By your blood, oh Lord. By your blood, oh Lord. By your blood, oh Lord. By your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, O Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, O Lord.
fire blood. Fire blood, fire blood, oh Lord. Fire blood, oh Lord. Fire blood, oh Lord. He said, the captive is free. Fire blood, fire blood, oh Lord. He said, the captive is
free.
By your blood, oh Lord, by your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. By your blood, oh Lord, you set the captives free. Hey, I thank you for the blood.
So I thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
I thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
So I thank you for the blood. Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I
thank you. I thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the blood.
I thank you for the blood.
I thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
I thank you for the blood.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for the blood. So I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ.
The word said, in that day the burden shall be lifted from your shoulder, and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. When they went from one nation to another, from one people to another kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. This is your oil of preservation for the month of June, the month of the word for supernatural shift. The word for supernatural shift. Getting the word to cause us the supernatural shift. So get set for it. And today, this oil comes upon your head and your preservation is confirmed. Lift the bottles of oil. Father, I ask that by the release of this anointing, yokes will be broken, burdens will be lifted, preservation will be imparted in the name of Jesus Christ. That there is not one person here that will escape being preserved. Not one person connected, related. That this will be a seal of fire, and that this seal of fire will roast every stranger that approaches the life, the families, and the destinies of your people. I thank you because it is done. And wherever this oil is poured, the ground is preserved. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Take that oil in your hand and hold it in a position of placing it upon your head.
The Holy of Holies, Lord, I enter through the blood of the Lamb.
I enter to worship you only. I enter. I'm
Father,
let the fire fall. Preservation by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Preservation is confirmed. And the agenda of the enemy is arrested. I declare,
it's a new day for you. It's a new season for you. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy preservation of your resources. Preservation of all that is yours. Preservation.
And the release
of every resources belonging to you. Amen. Please be seated. Pick up your offering, tithes, pledges wherever you are, all across the world. And details are on screen in case of those who are just watching via the satellite or the internet. But all our churches located everywhere, go ahead and release what is yours. What is you're releasing before God tonight. God bless you.
While that is on,
you have a testimony unto you, let us know. And then we can. Since I left Nigeria, I want to thank God for both my spiritual life and using me to speak to others around me to give their life to Christ. I do Bible study with my friends every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday before joining Dunamis services online. My sister has been trusting God for the fruit of the womb for over 3 years. That has been on my expectation list. All glory to God. She's fully loaded, as fully pregnant, and will put to bed any time from now. She went to the hospital and it was confirmed that she'll be having twins
So since I started the Bible study with my friends, God has been taking care of all my needs. The shop where I buy foodstuffs to stock the house, the boss of the shop asked them not to take money from me in Portugal. I gave them the money, but they said no. That wasn't all. My rent was due, and when the landlady came and I was about giving her the money, to my greatest surprise, she asked me to keep the money for myself. I took only 100 euros. My rent is about 300,000 naira equivalent, but what she took is like 40,000 naira.
That's not all. That same day, I got a call from a lady telling me that my resident card was ready and it has been sent to my address after 7 months by the help of God. To an old schoolmate, and she told me about her house health tested positive to COVID-19. I recorded and sent to her the prayers and brutal declarations made by the senior pastor during the communion service that day, as it was a Wednesday, which she forwarded to the house help. Today, she sent me a message and it says, I want to say a very big thank you for making me and my family to taking me and my family, linking me and my family to Dunamis family. God bless you. My girl is out of the isolation center. I want to return all glory to God who has done all this for us in this open up season. God bless you, Sanma, for standing in the gap for us. And we thank God for standing in for all of us. To God be all the glory. That testimony from Portugal. Beloved, is a mighty of the mode and manner of Sunday service. 11 a.m. of the pastors, where the modalities for the opening up shall be done. And then we shall repeat the same on Friday and repeat the same on Saturday. And what a good time to come to church for the first time. Blessing Sunday of June. Blessing Sunday is the blessing Sunday of the month of June. And the devil will run crazy on Sunday. Just make sure you come with your dancing shoes and your dancing apparel and just your dancing dress and just let's run the devil back to hell. Back to hell. Back to hell.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you knew what the devil had in mind, you would be thanking God, because there is no plan for churches to open now. Not even August. Not even this year. That devil is a bastard. This is his first and this is his last.
Amen.
In our lifetime. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And we pray for you tonight. We declare your preservation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. That migraine headache is arrested and returned to hell. That lower back condition is returned to hell.
Yes.
That paralysis, left-sided, is returned to hell. And in the name of Jesus, every positivity, HIV positive, cancelled. Sickle cell anemia, cancelled. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
And keep you.
Amen.
Cause his face to shine on you.
Amen.
And be gracious unto you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And whether the devil likes it or not, 2020 is our year of supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is that?
Drastic,
dramatic, and dimensional. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious
Amen.
Name.